Chapter 3. The Carew Murder. Dr. Jekyll left his scientific work for some time and began to see his friends again. One night, he had a party.
You must promise me that you will do everything that you can for Edward Hyde if I die or disappear.
Well, if you insist, I promise you. I don't like this at all.
One year later, in October, Dr. Jekyll's maidservant witnessed a horrible crime. She went to the police station to tell her story.
Why were you looking out of the window at that hour?
Well, it was beautiful last night, and I was thinking, what a wonderful and beautiful world it is. Then I noticed a distinguished old gentleman in the light of the lamp below. He greeted another man in the shadows. This other man has been to my master's house many times. His name is Hyde.
Good evening, sir.
I could not hear very well, but I think the old gentleman asked Mr. Hyde for directions. Then, for some reason, Mr. Hyde became furious. He began to strike the old gentleman furiously. And when the gentleman fell, Mr. Hyde trampled on him. And then I fainted.
Later, the police found a wallet and a gold watch in Carew's pockets. They also found a part of Mr. Hyde's cane. It was broken because Mr. Hyde had hit Lord Carew with such terrible violence. They also found an envelope with Mr. Utterson's address on it. Early the next morning, Inspector Newcomen went to see Mr. Utterson.
Is this your name and address?
I will not say anything until I have seen the body. This could be serious.